Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Greetings, comrades, and welcome to an extra episode of The Eastern Border. See, normally I wouldn't do this, but something so crazy has happened in Russia, like so blatant trickery and deceit, that I just, as a journalist, I have to report on this. And I'll be using articles from Medusa.io for this, because they just grasp all the sources neatly, and of course some YouTube vids. Because obviously mainstream Russian news haven't reported on this, and I doubt that this has made it to America by now. But yeah. In short, Putin's leading party, the United Russia, managed to sneak in a victory, which was ridiculously insane. Yeah, they even tricked the communists, which are the sanction opposition. So what happened? And I'm going to, again, use these two articles. I'm going to read them both in full and give you some of my own comments in between there and after that. So... On September 16, the Primorsky Krai held a runoff gubernatorial election between acting governor Andrei Tarasenko of the United Russia Party and his challenger Andrei Ishchenko of the Communist Party. And yes, this is the one weird time in the history of mankind where the eastern border actually roots for the communist. It's that bad. So in the first round of elections on September the 9th, the incumbent won 46.6% of the votes against Ishchenko's 24.6%. This basically means that in Russia, to get elected as a governor in like the first round of elections, you have to have the absolute majority that is more than 50% of the votes. Therefore, this second runoff happened. Before this runoff election, Tarasenko met publicly with Vladimir Putin, and the president assured him that, quote, everything would be fine with the second round of voting. And this is crazy because with 95% of the region's voting precincts reporting, Ishchenko, the communist candidate, the second place winner and the guy who actually was the only opposition to the Putin's Yedinaya Rossiya party, was winning the race with almost 6% more votes than Tarasenko, 51.6% to 45.8%. After another 2.87% of the precincts reported the results, Ishchenko remained ahead, but his lead dropped to just 3.3%. And we are now talking about 97.87%. That's like almost 98%. Afterwards, the preliminary tally published on the Central Election Commission's website didn't update for at least an hour. Turns out they had stopped counting the votes for 4 hours, and this is where the craziness begins. With 99% of the votes counted, just 1% increase, the communist challenger had lost the race. Once 99.3% of voting precincts had reported the results, Tarasenko surged ahead, putting him up to 49.02% against Ishchenko's 48.56%. Once 99.1% of precincts had reported the results, Tarasenko's lead grew to now insurmountable 1.49%. Yeah, this is just crazy. Now, obviously, the Communist Party says the election results were falsified, and so does everyone else with the kind of sane mind. According to Ishchenko, vote tallies were altered in Artem, Ussurisk, Nakhodka, and Vladivostok Sovetsky district. Those are like major points in this Republic of Primorskaya, which is in the far east. In Ussurisk, there were allegedly irregularities in at least 5 precincts, each of which added up to at least 1,200 votes for Tarasenko.
At Vladivostok's Sovetsky District Election Commission, according to Communist Party representatives, and they literally had filmed this and put this on YouTube, the officials tried to eject observers from the room where they were logging vote tallies in the state automated system. When that didn't work, emergency workers arrived. Firemen. Literally. And evacuated the building, claiming that smoke had been reported. And another video, which I saw, this same thing happened in another precinct. And there it was like, it's a fire drill, everyone go out. Now, obviously, there was no fire or no planned fire drills or whatever. And why would you do that after like 4 hours of stopping counting votes in the middle of the night? And at the same time, and this just gets crazier, the lead incumbent, well, you know, what would his response be, you know? He has accused the Communist Party of buying votes. According to Yedinaya Rossiya, the communists have apparently spent roughly $587,000, that's 40 million rubles, on at least 24,000 votes. Apparently, observers from the Communist Party also allegedly interfered with the work of election commissions. Yeah, this is what you do. You obviously cheat. You cheat without anything. And then it's like crazy. And this is how the incumbent explains this completely, because a spokesperson for the Primorsky Krai's Central Election Commission attributes the last-minute change to the particulars of how voter precinct data was logged. Commission supervisor Yevgeny Shevchenko says vote tallies were being uploaded, quote, ahead of schedule, which led to the delay in updates later on. The final results came in from more remote areas, in particular the city of Arsenyev, population 52,470, where Tarasenko won. Yeah, fun times anyway. Because it's impossible to do this. Ishchenko, the communist oppositionary member, has promised to organize protests against the election results, and he also announced a hunger strike. On Facebook, he said the Communist Party is contesting the results in a bunch of these districts. On the morning of September the 17th, Ishchenko and several Communist Party activists assembled in Vladivostok's central square, outside the Primorsky Krai's administrative building, which was guarded by the police. After initially calling for a tent encampment in the square, Ishchenko told supporters that it would be enough to gather there every day from 6 in the morning until dusk, until the runoff results are overturned. Because the leader of the Communist Party, Gennady Zhuganov, even though he like made a major speech in Gosduma, which is like the first time something has happened from still a major party, the so-called sanctioned opposition, because, you know, they are allowed to exist, they're not really a threat to them, but yeah, Mr. Zhuganov even was angry about this, even though he's kind of a part of the system, he's the nominal opposition, but this even angered him. But apparently he also talked the Ishchenko out of the idea of staging a permanent protest. Asked what he thinks Vladimir Putin will make of the election results, Ishchenko told the guys from Medusa that he expects that the president will be quote-unquote upset. Because, you know, Communist Party is one of those opposition parties who just only criticize everyone else in the government except Mr. Putin. But that's how kind of, you know, they stay in power, and in this case, they were the only opposition you could vote for. And again, quote, when the federal TV network showed that Ishchenko was winning with 90% of the votes in, and then this changed dramatically, and 40,000 votes for Tarasenko were added from somewhere, well, I hope Mr. Putin will make the right decision, and the preliminary voting results will be corrected, and the real vote tallies will be uploaded to the automated system. And this is kind of crazy, because, yeah, more mainstream Russian media, the first channel, the NTV, no one's talking about this. They're just, oh, yeah, Yedinaya Rossiya won again, so great. But, yeah, the Communist Party leader, Gennady Zhuganov, who's always been, like, a kind of a slower dude, he hasn't, like, been very aggressive, yeah, he's now calling these election results for this governorship of this state a criminal outrage, and has demanded that President Putin convene a committee to review potential voter fraud in the race. Zhuganov also promised nationwide protests on September 22nd, which I'll be following, obviously, directly accusing Primorsky Krai's election officials of falsifying votes all through the night. But yeah, they also had filed lawsuits there. And interestingly enough, which makes it all like super suspicious, because you still have to remember that they are still the sanctioned opposition, that Russian Central Election Commissioner Ella Pamfilova, now and she has a story on her own, has teased that, you know, they might... not recognize the Primorsky Krai's results. Right now, at this point, they had just stated that that was on September the 17th, and the article was written. By this point, it is known that, well, they tried their best to prevent any fraud. No, the results are great. Yeah, no. She also had stated that Sunday's race was, quote, the product of a heated competitive battle that demonstrates the positive effects on her agency's efforts to increase transparency in Russian elections. They staged a fire drill in the middle of the night. Just amazing. But yeah, from the second article, which was posted later that day on September 17th, here's some things in more detail, because, you know, everyone's raging at everyone, but this is crazy, and yeah, there are protests going on, because this is so shocking. If you even, like, look at the percentage points, like, at 95.10%, the difference was huge, and then just, like, all blasted down in a very, very last moment. It was crazy. Because this is mad, even for Russia. This is just insane. This is so blatant that even the sanctioned opposition is going for protests, and in YouTube there's a bunch of comments under videos which just basically state that, whoa, like, I didn't believe Western propaganda. I liked Putin, whatever, but now this, you know, I see a party, yeah, this is just so obvious that I don't know. I'd rather believe that, you know, the Skripal poisoners were actually tourists than these results. But yeah, some more data about this, which you might find very interesting. Quote, Communist Party candidate Andrei Ishchenko was winning the election with 98.77% of all precincts reporting in. Literally, 98.77%, and he was still winning. He began losing when the last 0.97% of results started coming in. It's just crazy. The election monitoring group Golos, or The Voice, attributes the election's sudden shift to results from just four precincts, which was like 0.26% of all polling stations. At these sites, Tarasenko picked up 13,595 votes. Every single vote cast there, plus a few extras, given that only 3,000 voters can be registered in a single precinct. So that means that in the last moment, in these 4 hours, those guys made sure that some precincts had a 100% attendance rate, out of whom 100%, or in some cases more than 100%, voted for Mr. Tarasenko. All done in nice 4 hours. And even though the average rate of voter attendance was about 30%, and those are these like four districts with 100% attendance, 100% voting for Tarasenko, even though everywhere else is about like 30% in the neighboring districts. Just stupid. Also, Ishchenko, meanwhile, managed to lose 5 votes at these sites. Lose. Which isn't even possible. Like, realistically, you can't lose the votes that haven't counted for you. That's only possible if repeat ballots were logged. Yeah, because repeat ballots obviously was a thing there. And according to Golos, the acting governor regularly won more than 90% of the votes cast at individual polling stations in certain areas of Ussurisk. This is quite irregular, but it's even more suspicious considering the fact that these precincts were some of the last to report the results. Yeah. The communists, again, surprisingly enough, I root for the communists in this case, which is madness. They say that Tarasenko owes his breakthrough to city election officials in Ussurisk, who the party says simply changed the reported vote tallies from 24 precincts, stuffing ballots for the acting governor and subtracting them from Ishchenko. This whole stunt allegedly netted the incumbent 20,000 votes. More votes than polling stations actually had recorded. Like, this is crazy. Medusa publishes things about precinct numbers, and it looks like, in total, like previously, and the first report they said there was just 5 votes in the result, Ishchenko managed to lose 890 votes. Like, they were counted, then they were just deleted. And apparently, extra 20,000 votes were just stuffed in. While some precincts just having more than 100% of people actually living there voting. This is crazy. Because this is the evidence. Because electoral statistician Sergei Shpilkin created several graphs showing the distribution of turnout at polling stations through Primorye. And yeah, abnormal peaks everywhere. At most polling stations, elections have happened in normal, where there was like 30% turnout, and then the communist candidates could win. But in those where like abnormal turnout happened like 100%, 100% arrived to vote, 100% or more, voted for the Yedinaya Rossiya candidate. And news from right now, today, 18th of September 2018. Andrei Ishchenko states that he has rejected an offer from acting Primorye governor Tarasenko to serve as his lieutenant governor. Quote, I told them to buzz off, he told the newspaper Kommersant, saying that he was approached by people from Tarasenko's entourage. And Tarasenko's people obviously didn't confirm this. Again, in September 18th, Russia's Central Election Commission announced that 100% of voting precincts had reported the results, cementing Tarasenko's victory with 49.55% of the vote, which was just half a percent higher than Ishchenko's. Federal election officials did not, however, say if they considered these results to be final. Because, honestly, this might all just be a ruse for, you know, showing out that, hey, we can change the election results to just blow things off. Because, like I said, the communists are the sanctioned party. But right now, Right now, everyone's just angry because even in Putin's elections, like even with all the videos, they've always denied everything. They've always tried to kind of show at least some veneer of trying. But not this time. Oh, no, 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 no. This was the most blatant, crazy thing ever. And it might as well be a sham, which is the scariest part about the situation. And if it's a sham, it's even more crazier because what? Because why? I don't know. Russia's political crisis together with, like, the things that I mentioned in the previous episode seems to be worsening because if I could previously make just one, hey, but look at what's happening in Russia episode per month, well, then I guess, you know, these things will just keep on coming. Anyway, historical episode next time, working on my Mega Stalin series. But yeah, well, welcome to the craziest new news. Hope you enjoyed this mini extra episode, and до свидания, товарищи.
Thank you for listening to The Eastern Border. If you have any comments or specific details you'd like to know, you're welcome to leave it in the comment section on our site, theeasternborder.lv, and we'll rummage even to the western border to find you an answer. Like this podcast? Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or on our RSS feed. Happiness is mandatory. Good reviews and donations feed the farmers of our kolkhoz in the great motherland. The Eastern Border salutes you.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.